علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam is explaining to us basically the actual important strategy that he has in mind, and that is to first awaken the recognition of truth and falsehood, and that as long as the communities don't recognize the truth and falsehood, firstly, secondly, they do not clearly disassociate from falsehood and associate themselves with truth, secondly, and thirdly, if they do not be steadfast in the path of truth, then Imam Ali's governance will not be able to continue, and that lack of continuity will be happen because of some bad elements, some spoiled apples that will kind of pop up in this situation and show their evil colors, and that is going to be harmful for the community's progress. So Imam Ali alayhi salam was reminding them that this is possible. And that's why he said, فَلَئِنْ أَمِرَ الْبَاطِلْ لَقَدِيمًا فَعَلْ. If batil comes, if evil or falsehood comes and becomes much in number, then it has been always the case. It has been happening in the past, so don't be surprised. وَلَئِنْ قَلَّ الْحَقِّ فَلَرُبَّمَا لَعَلْ. And if the truth becomes lesser, if the people of truth are few, then it is possible. And it's not something surprising. So Imam Ali alayhi salam was preparing them so that they do not lose hope and they continue. At least those who really want to stick to the truth can continue and not feel like they've lost everything.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the idea of truth and falsehood that is being kind of explained by Imam Ali alayhi salam in the sermon. Though here Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَلَئِنْ أَمِرَ الْبَاطِلُ لَقَدِيمًا فَعَلْ, that if you see that falsehood is much in number, then this is how it has been doing since the past. Now, there are two meanings of this, there are two meanings of this thing, this issue. this statement that when Imam Ali al-Islam says, "Fala in amir al-batil laqadiman fa'al," that if you see that falsehood is large in number, then it has been happening like that from the past, nothing to worry about. The first meaning to tell you is that, listen, if you see that there is something has numbers, okay? If there are people large in number, but they are adhering to the falsehood, don't be surprised, because there is no relationship. There is no correlation between multitudinous and truthfulness. Something can be multitude, but doesn't necessarily be in the path of truth. This is what he's trying to say in this. If you see, for example, in this short life, you must have noticed yourself that it is possible that there were people who are many, many in number, but because they were not adhering to the truth, they were defeated, isn't it? It has happened before in history at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Sometimes the falsehood was very large in number, but the truth, despite being lesser in number, defeated it. Why? Because there was no truth in numbers. The truth is in values. The truth is in a people's upholding of what is reality and what is correct. That is where the truth lies, and not in numbers. Truth is something unrelated to numbers. And this is what Imam Ali al-Islam was trying to, kind of enforce into the minds of the people and to make people realize. And for us also today, it's a lesson that we should not make numbers the criterion for the truth and for what is correct. If we do that, then we are making a big mistake. Numbers is not the criterion for what is correct. You cannot manipulate reality and change truth or instate truth on something just because of numbers. This is something that we need to realize. Truth is something absolute and not related to people's understanding or people's adherence to it.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. So that was the first meaning that we tried to understand regarding this particular statement, that لَقَدِيمًا فَعَلْ, that the first meaning was that there's no relationship between numbers and the truth or falsehood. You can have a large number of people in falsehood, but they also get defeated. So it's not important just to have numbers. Now, the second thing is that if you see that today evil is in large numbers, it's because of the struggle that they have been doing. If you see that evil is thriving, لَقَدِيمًا فَعَلْ, because evil, falsehoodness, false people have been working hard and struggling. They have been planning, they have been organizing, they have been gathering people, they have been brainwashing, manipulating, they have been struggling, they have been working hard. It has been years that the evil flank has been doing things, has been propagating things, has been working, sometimes having sleepless nights, working their way through the day and the night. This is how it is. So if you people do not realize this, do not work hard, then the path of truth will never go, will not be able to go in the right way. The truth will always be there. But those people who do not adhere to the truth, do not work hard, they will stay back. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the Quran says. Those who want the thawab of this world, Allah will give them based on the hard work that they do. Hard work, struggle. And this is something that, let's say, if the evil party is doing, working hard, we as the true party need to also inculcate within us hard work and the spirit of sacrifice and struggle, so that we can, inshallah, raise the flag of the truth and have that honor to be in the true path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه